Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is 64 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. Glad to have you spending a Tuesday morning with us here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Well, speaking of good mornings, yeah, we're talking about good morning opportunity. And here to explain that, we have Joe Hayes, who is a virtual, what, let's see. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. But actually, you are with the United Way.
No.
You are with Goodwill.
There you go.
Which I learned today are not the same thing.
But we love United Way.
Thank you. Over there. Okay. Oh, you know what? I see what I did. You are a major gifts manager for Goodwill Industries.
That's right, Patty.
Okay. Gotcha. I sort of gave. Well, that's what
happens
when
not,
you
and Patty
have
met many
back to back, right? I know. Right.
Patty's heart is in the right place. So that's,
Joe knows I love him.
I do.
We're all good.
So Joe is a very familiar name and face in this to our listening area. To our listeners, worked for a long time with you with the American Red Cross.
He's been lot of nonprofits.
He has.
To my defense.
He has. Now he is with Goodwill. I got you. I'm on Team Patty.
Okay.
We
good,
got
good.
You, Joe.
We're all Team Patty.
Okay. Thank you.
So Joe, tell us a little bit about your role within Goodwill, because we understand your role that you have is brand new to the Goodwill industry.
Yeah, so and to Patty's credit.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm still getting used to being with Goodwill as well. Okay. So, here in Rock Hill, I used to run the Red Cross, loved that, did that for 5 years, and we were great partners with United Way. Since December, I've joined the Goodwill team as the major gifts manager, and my role there really is to introduce fundraising to the organization. So, really, I look at it like I'm here to help tell our story to more people so that they understand what we do.
Love
and
it.
Understand that we're not just a thrift store, because most people, I think, recognize us for our thrift stores and really don't know that we provide, you know, industry-specific job training.
That is very true.
Career development and job search and all of those things to folks free of charge.
The store helps to fund and push those programs along, but to your point, most people might just stop right after the store and just say that's all they operate.
And when you see it growing bigger and bigger, you're like, wait a minute, who's getting rich? And then you learn the story and you're like, oh, well, cool.
That's right. And to me, I think we're uniquely positioned to help folks coming out of the pandemic, because as you know, many people found themselves underemployed or unemployed as a result of the pandemic. Well, the Goodwill, that's why I'm here, to help us tell our story, and that's what Good Morning Opportunity is going to do, to help educate folks that we can help them get back to work. We can help them either learn new skills, earn a GED, learn job training skills,
yes,
et cetera, resume help, interview help, all of that. So everything from entry level to executive.
And people can't support what they don't understand.
Absolutely.
And this is for people of any age, like wherever they are in life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. So let's talk. So it's called Good Morning, Opportunity. What does this program look like? Is it a virtual, in-person option? Do you buy tickets? People listening, how do they take part in this?
Yeah, so you can actually check us out right now at gmo.swell.gives. It's a website, gmo.swell.gives. It costs you nothing to register to attend. We did want to be in person. We were actually geared up to be at Charlotte Convention Center, and it looks like we'll be there next year. But because of COVID this year and the uncertainty around it, we decided to keep it virtual. So we will actually broadcast from Ernst & Young's Charlotte Wave Space, but we will be broadcasting through that website. So anyone that goes to gmo.swell.gives can register at no cost, and you can watch us there. The event will take place Tuesday morning, November 9th, from 8:30 to 9:30. And we have WBTV's Diedrich Russell as our host, and we also have a keynote speaker, Zha Zhang, coming to talk about how you can influence beyond your box. And then we'll also showcase some of our participants and employers that we partner with. And we also, which is really exciting, so Goodwill's been here for quite a while, but we are actually, this year went through a big project where we really redefine kind of what we are here for, what is our mission and vision. And so we will be revealing our new mission and vision at this event as well. So
it's called Goodwill Industries of the Southern Piedmont. The Tri-County area is part of that, like Absolutely. County swath, I yep. guess. All right. Joe, what is your hope? What would be an ideal person that will take part in this event?
I would say anybody, obviously. Okay. So this is a fundraiser. And so, you know, we obviously have geared a lot of our promotions towards folks that are philanthropic, that are civic-minded citizens that will look to support us. But honestly, Lucas, I would say anyone.
Okay.
The everyday person. You know, last time I was at the pool about a month or two ago, swimming around, I was just talking up about my new job. And again, folks there had no idea we were even a nonprofit for the Goodwill. And so, again, my goal is to educate the everyday person about what the Goodwill does. So anyone can attend. It costs us you nothing. Please register, gmo.swell.gives. Check us out. And also, if you're looking for job help, either, like I said, resume help, interview help, looking for a job, looking to train, we offer IT training, construction, trade school training, customer service, Microsoft Office, anything you could think of, we pretty much offer it. Most of that has been made available online due to COVID, so you can register and take all the courses online. We also have a state-of-the-art Goodwill Opportunity Campus up by the airport in Charlotte that you can attend classes in person. It pretty much looks like a college campus. So, I mean, it's exciting stuff that I think most people just really don't know about. That's my goal, is to make sure that people know what we do.
And what do they say? You can give a man a fish or you can teach mm-hmm. someone how to fish. And this seems to be incorporating that mindset
yep.
of helping. You don't know the story behind why someone is in a place of need, but you do know what Goodwill offers in terms of helping them get back on track and
That's
pursue
right.
what it is that they need to just live life. Mm. I can imagine that you're hearing a lot of stories every day.
Mm-hmm.
Any one particular standout of someone that has really benefited and found their way to success through the Goodwill?
Many stories, and I don't want to spoil anything because we're going to share a lot of those stories at the event, so I would tell folks to tune in at the
yeah.
event. But I will say a couple of things that I thought were neat. So we have a lot of folks that move here from overseas outside of the country, and when they come here, obviously they need to learn new skills so they can get to work. So mm-hmm. a lot of those folks take advantage of our training services. We also have a lot of folks just recently who are looking to change careers. So a lot of folks looking to enter either IT or construction because there's a big need in those areas, mm-hmm. and so we do a lot in those arenas where we're helping folks really change careers and change directions and earn a lot more money. We also see a lot of folks who are in positions right now but having issues getting to that next level within their organization because they need some sort of training or something like that, and so they can take our classes in their spare time, and then next thing you know, they're able to get promoted within their own company. And so one neat thing also about Goodwill, you're assigned a career coach as soon as you sign on with us. That career coach stays with you even after you receive employment, just to make sure that things are okay. So it's a great program. Again, it's free of charge, thanks to the folks that do donate at our thrift stores and also folks that give generously to us just to support our mission. So we thank them. Our event sponsors for this event, Bank of America, Lowe's, Atrium, we thank them as well. And then David E. Looper and Company, Fifth Third Bank, Ally Bank, Bragg Financial, and Childress and Klein. We couldn't do it without all of those folks. So we thank all of them for their support.
Well, we appreciate all the hard work from Goodwill and, of course, giving us some great finds inside of your store. All your stores. So congratulations, Joe, on your new role within Goodwill, especially fundraising. That's never easy, but the right person can raise a lot of money for an organization, especially nonprofits. Joe Hayes, again, is with Goodwill Industries of the Southern Piedmont. The date, again, of that event is November?
November 9th, Tuesday, November 9th, 8:30 to 9:30.
Perfect. Joe, awesome. As always, sir, good to catch up with you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.